So Gareth, playing at number 10, I guess your job is trying to control today's match as best you can.
Yeah, I think you know, one of my main jobs is the game management, and in particular against a quality side like that where the weather isn't great. I mean, it was dry, but the ball was still greasy and so on. I think, yeah, the game management. It's probably a lot easier when you've got a pack going forward like we did today. We have to give them a massive amount of credit. You know, we went, I think we were 7-0 down, or even 10-0 down. And they brought us back slowly back into that game, give Kirby opportunity to kick some goals, and we carried on going from there.
And when things happen like they did and you go a few points down, you feel confident that you're always going to get back in the game?
Oh, massively. You know you're going to get, you know, opportunities when the pack is so dominant. Even though, you know, we had a really shaky first 5 minutes, which is unusual at first because we've started well all the season, but at no point did anyone panic or did we think we weren't going to get back into that. It was just about, you know, like the game management, about maybe tying the game in, make it a bit tighter. We made an error for their try, so we just needed to control the ball, control territory, and we knew we would come.
And you yourself, you're a new face here at Esher this season. You've been to a fair few places. What attracted you to Esher?
Well, I actually played against Esher a few years ago for London Welsh, and we actually got beat here when we should have won. Well, probably, you know, we were told we should have won. And it was such a great day. And so with myself and my work moving to London, I spoke to Ollie about, you know, his recruitment and whether he was looking for to bring a fly half in, which luckily for me he was. And I just went from there then. I mean, it's a great club. I mean, you just have to, you know, I've unfortunately been injured a couple of games, so I've been in with the sponsors and before the meals and all the fans. And, you know, it's a great club to be involved with. So, yeah, it's a great decision on my behalf.
And now I'm going to mention the England manager, Stuart Lancaster. Sorry to mention that to a Welshman. But he believes in a lot of leaders in the team. And do you see part of your role in coming to Esher as being one of the leaders, certainly on the field?
Yeah, I mean, my position, you know, you need that position, but it was something I spoke heavily with Ollie about, you know, before I decided to join. But you know, as a 10, you play 10 because you want to be in control of the game. You want to boss it as much as you possible as possible you can. So being allowed to do that is great. I mean, even though I was the oldest on the pitch today, we've got boys like Tom Cheeseman who played, you know, 50 odd Premiership games, who was vice captain and took over when Ian Kench went off. I mean, you got guys who are young, but they've got a lot of experience there. Today we were without Chris Chesney, but I think we showed, you know, when we went behind that we still had the leaders there, which without a doubt Stuart Lang is right. They're so important.